Hi, everybody. So I'm Darren Weens from a company from Canada called Spark Geo. We're a small consulting company that works with big companies to solve their geospatial problems. So I'll be talking about Stack Chat, or how to get Stack assets into your chat client. So this really builds off of what Matt Hansen talked about earlier today about the spatiotemporal asset catalog. And so just as a quick introduction to it, it is a way to standardize EO metadata from all different imagery providers. So it organizes the catalog into catalogs, collections, and items, all of which are cleverly linked in the JSON so that the catalogs are crawlable. And then it also allows a standardized way to query the catalog through API spec. And so I guess what I'm proposing is a different type of front end. These existing front ends already work and are very capable at what they do. And this talk isn't meant to distract or diminish what these browsers are already doing very capably. But there are a couple of different types of stack browsers. So there is a more like file explorer type browser, and there it comes in different flavors in Vue, jQuery, Ember. And then there's also these like queryable browsers that you can specify how to filter the items that are returned. And you can find some examples in Earth on Demand or the SAD API browser. But these browsers really pull users to the Stack catalog, or they force you to actually open the browser, type in a URL, go find the items yourself. But I feel like there's a bit of a comfortable opportunity that we could enable queries in a really familiar and comfortable environment and actually allow discussion to be had around the actual imagery assets, so like real-time discussion. And this is like pushing Stack right in the user's face, right? So in their chat client, all they need to do is start typing, and the query environment is right there. So generally in our organization, we use Slack as our Stack client. And I would say that 90% of us have the chat open on one of our windows at all times. So you would have the queries available to you right at that moment. So this is sort of the convoluted architecture of what needs to happen before you can actually get the Slack command or the slash command going in Slack. So you need to have your images hosted somewhere, or I mean, they could be local as well, and then loaded into an actual Stack catalog. And so in this case, we use the SAT utils SAT stack to populate our Stack catalog. And then we use SAT utils SAT API to ingest our Stack into an Elasticsearch backend. And finally, we set up a Slack Stack Lambda function on AWS that will communicate between Slack and the SAT API. So in Slack, we can enter our slash command that talks to SAT API, returns results from the Elasticsearch backend, and then we get our formatted result back in Slack. So this is an example of one of the queries that we can run. It's a really simple one, slash stack info, and that returns the overall metadata from our stack catalog. So in this case, it would our catalog's called SAT API for public data sets, a description, SAT API for satellite data sets by SparkGeo, and then the stack version 0.60. I think we're on 0.80 in modern times. I'm not sure. But this hits the SAT API endpoint of slash stack. The next one is the command in Slack would be slash stack collections. That hits the SAT API endpoint slash collections. And in this case, we have it returns four formatted metadata records for our four collections in our stack catalog. And those are Landsat, Sentinel, Seabirds, and RadarSat in this case. But the most interesting command would be the slash stack search, and then you can enter search parameters in the syntax specified in the API spec. So it's basically entering JSON, which isn't terribly user-friendly, I understand, but that could be fixed in some later version of this command. But in this case, we are limiting the results. We only want two metadata records returned, and where the collection equals Landsat and the EO cloud cover is less than 10%. But we can enter like Bbox query or timestamp to narrow down our the returned results. And so all of these, all of the links in the downloads are, they would be like a direct download link. So you could click on the like band one coastal, and that would take you directly to the download TIFF type thing, or any of the other bands. So a happy accident, or that I came across, but was completely by design of the people who made Stack, was that you can easily, you can just swap in and out the Stack API. So if the final parameter in the command is a URL, then it will swap out the API and query against whatever Stack API you've got at your disposal. So in this case, we're swapping it out for a different API that only has one collection, and that's RadarSat in this case. So I'm not sure. Is there a real use case for using this? I mean, if you if there's an application that you want to disseminate bite-sized geodata like metadata or clipped images, and where the users are not necessarily technical, this might be a good choice. And for any application where you actually want to discuss imagery assets or metadata records, this might be a good choice for you. And so this is a quote from one of my coworkers, Dustin, who you might have met at San Diego last year. Slack is becoming the new terminal. And I say, that's the idea. The terminal's too scary. So if you saw, this basically is a substitute for what Matt showed earlier about using SAT search in the terminal. This is basically a direct swap out for that. And how should you actually use it? I guess I would say that you might just want to use it as inspiration for getting Stack assets into maybe an, a surprising environment or one that's more familiar to your non-technical users. It's also quite a good example of using the of Slack's they have a new UI framework called BlockKit. But if you're doing stack searches in production, I would suggest to still use sat search from satutils. So the next steps here are to get the search parameters into a more usable format. I'd also like to work in pagination. This does not use pagination, so it only returns the very first 10 records. And to be honest, 10 records is almost overkill in your chat window. Anyways, but we could add in buttons for like next 10 or previous 10. Also, it'd be kind of neat if when your metadata records come up, there was a button that would allow you to clip and return a cloud-optimized geotiff. And so I have made a slash command for called cog clipper, but it's not really ready to share with anybody at this point. But you can enter a path to cloud-optimized geotiff and bbox corner coordinates, and it will clip cloud-optimized geotiff, save it to S3, and then return that the image right into your Slack. So I'll leave you with an inspirational quote that your imagination really is the limit. This was said by a very wise person. It was me. So your imagination is the limit using slash commands, because you can use whatever cloud resources you want. So my colleague James asked, could you do some basic processing through Slack and DVI or something? And yes, you could, but not in this case, maybe later. But basically, a good summary, I think, of using slash commands is that basically in Slack, you send the command, it does stuff, and finally returns something. And in this case, it's metadata records from our stack catalogs. So that's about it. So you can find the actual Lambda function in this repo and contact me in any of these ways. So I think I probably have tons of time for questions if anybody has one.
Have you think about doing a Facebook bot, also, like in Messenger? Maybe?
I don't really use Facebook at this point. I think Matt has a question here.
Can you add this to the spatial community Slack? You know,
we'll see.
That would be cool.
Just kind of curious what installation looks like. I mean, do you just clone this, and then how does that work?
So basically you would clone this. There's a make file that will deploy the Lambda function for you. Your toughest job would be to actually create a stack catalog and set up the API. And then on the Slack side, all you need to do is set up a slash command that points to the Lambda function.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.